Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special source for our memory, Marzi Sheyichyu, for David Avram and Marzen and Miriam, Roshida Mepeshadina, Yaakov Tzvi ben Naomi Sara, Yaakov Tzvi ben Liba, Chiyo ben Shalamis, Binyamin Simcha ben Adina Minya, they shall have Bracha Batzlacha, Chol Maasei Yadeyam, and Brios Hashleima, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Mishnah Rosh Hashanah, Chaf Hamid Beis, tells us, "Ro beizim chol Yisrael nech goredim lo speak alarm rakudish at shechashecha harezim uber." If the beizdin and all of the Jewish people saw the new moon, or nech goredim, the edim were cross examined. Below speak alarm rakudish at shechashecha. So it was a little bit before dark, but they didn't when they saw the new moon. And either the Beis Din, B'chol Yisrael, or the Eidim, who were being cross-examined, and they didn't manage to say Mekudesh until it got dark, it's Me'ubar. Meaning, if they wanted to sanctify the 30th day and make it Rosh Chodesh, but they didn't manage to say Mekudesh, and then the night of the 31st fell, it's too late, and therefore it's now going to be a Chodesh Me'ubar. And the Gemara says, why do we need the case of Chakiras Ha'edim? We already have the case Ro Bezim Chol Yisrael. Ro Bezim Chol Yisrael, they have to say Mekudesh Mekudesh before night. So certainly Nech Gre'edim, Edim is just a few guys. Answers the Gemara, no. You might think that Chakiras Ha'edim is like Tchilas Din, and Mekudesh Mekudesh is like Mar Din, and then they can sanctify the moon month at night, because it's like Dine Mamadis, that if you start the Din by day, you can finish it at night. Kamash Malam and not. So therefore you need the case of Nech Goredim to teach you that even though you might think it's Tchilas Din, the Chakiras Ha'edim, the investigating the Edim, Kamash Malam, that it's not. And Chedusha Rashbi says, no, you already learned that from the Reisha, because the Beis Din seeing the new moon is also like Tchilas Din. And the Mekudesh Mekudesh is like Gemar Din. Why is Chakiras Ha'edim like Tchilas Din, but the seeing of the Beis Din B'chol Yisrael is not like Tchilas Din? Answers the Rashba, no. If you would have just had the Reisha, you would have said that since they're Mekadesh Al-Pi Riyasan, when they say Mekudesh, that's the beginning and end. When they see it, that's not the beginning. When they say Mekudesh, that's the beginning and end. Havei Aschalasa V'gamra B'Isasha. But when you have Chakiras Ha'edim, and their Mekadesh now pi Chakiras Ha'edim, that was Biyom, their Mekadesh. So in other words, the Rashba is saying that Chakiras Ha'edim is considered Tchilas Din, but the seeing of the new moon is not considered Tchilas Din. Advarim Stumin, what does he mean? What's the Nafkamina? Just like the Mekadesh Alpi Ha'edim, the Chakiras Ha'edim is a Tchilas Din. So to the Mekadesh Alpi their Re'iyah during the day, that's also the Iker Din. Shalotei Shmiya Gadol Amei Re'iyah. Hearing about it can't be better than seeing it. Here they saw it. So the seeing it is Tchilas Din. So when they saw the Levana, that's like Kabbalah Sa'edim, and who saw the Levana by day, and therefore it's Tchilas Din. So what does this mean? When they say Mekudesh, it's like Haschalas of the Gamro Ke'echad. What does that mean? Seeing it is Tchilas Din. Now it's interesting, in this din of Shalot HaShmiya Gadol HaMeiriyah, the Ramban in Bava Basra, Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis writes that this was only said Eidus HaChodesh, where it doesn't say Agadish, this is Kizei Rei V'Kadesh. So Kizei Rei V'Kadesh, see it and then Mimakadesh. So Shalot HaShmiya Gadol HaMeiriyah, seeing it is hearing about it can't be better than seeing it. Seeing it is Mamish Gevaldik. But Dinei Mamanes, it's a suffix in the Gemara, in Ksubas Chafalaf Amud Beis, when the Dayanim know the Chasimus Yedei Eidim, they have to have testimony in front of them. We're not sure if we say Shalot HaShmiya Gadol HaMeiriyah. There are two lashonos about this in Bava Kama. Rashi writes here in Rosh Hashanah that Gabe Eidus HaChodesh Lo Ksiv Eidus Ela Kazera Eva Kadesh, and therefore Lo HaShmiya Gadol HaMeiriyah, because it doesn't say Eidus, it just says Kazera Eva Kadesh. But otherwise you would need Eidus. Otherwise you would need in other cases, you would need Dine Mamadis, you would need a Eidus Ha'edim. And you don't say Shalot HaShmiya Gadol HaMeiriyah. Beis Din knowing about it is not enough. However, there are other Rishonim who argue, other Rishonim say that This is in all cases. And that we say Kivashote Shmir Gedola Meriya by Kiddush HaChodesh and by other cases as well. And it's a major machlokas Rishonim. I could start enumerating who's on this side, who's on this side. Suffice it to say we have some big hitters on both sides. Whether it's Dafka by Kiddush HaChodesh or it's always. And the svar that it's Dafka by Kiddush HaChodesh, because there we have Xeris HaKasav, Kazera Eva Kadesh. But otherwise, they're saying it is not enough. You need Eidim. And the explanation is as follows. This is from Moreno Rabbeinu Hagon Rebel Pavarsky Shlita. And we always have a lot of Hana learning his Torah. His Torah is mamish phenomenal. The Panovitcher Rosh Hashiva. And he's also a phenomenal person. So that's always great. And this is in his Bad Kodesh in Masechah Sanhedrin and Simon Choftes. So he writes as follows, Vasher Nira Muchach Mize, big Yisod here in Dine Dayanim. To be Iker Torah's Beir HaMaisav and Amonis Bezeh V'chol Dino Mishpat. Ein ze rak inyan b'shvila Dayanim bilvad she yadua lehem HaMaisav HaInyan kedei ladas eich ligmur adin. Eludin be'etzem ha'chefze shel ha'mishpat. U'kishem shetzorich b'chol mishpat dayin ha'mevarev ha'mechriya ha'alocha v'goymer adin. Tzorich shebeze gam edus o kol min ne'monus o sharuchachos shel tainus ne'monus migu. Ha'chakoponim yesh bezech b'chefze b'mishpat gam mishe ne'mon ala ma'ise v'sipur advarim klape oilem v'gam dayin ha'poisek v'mechriya adin. Zok Ribero that when we're dealing with Mishpat, it's not just enough to have Dayanim paskening a din. Part of the Mishpat is composed of two parts. One part of the Mishpat is the Dayanim paskening the din, and one part is in the Etzem Chefts of the Mishpat, you need Edim, or at least Umdin Abrura, Migu, Tainus Balig Din. You need something that the whole world should also see what happened in this Maisa. Besides the Dayanim knowing about it, there also has to be a Gilui Klape the world. What was the Maisa that happened? And in addition to that, you also need a Dayan who's paskening the din. But when Beis Din themselves see the Maisa, and there's nobody else testifying about it, so yes, they already know what happened. But we said it's part of the chefts of the mishpat, the etzem chefts of the mishpat, the very essence of judgment also requires edus or some type of beir on the maisa besides the dayanim knowing about it. There has to be a koach edus, there has to be a ne'amanis klape kol olam, and how is that? Through edim ne'amanim, through reliable witnesses, or tainus bey ba'alei din, or chazakos umdenos kluyos. But if just the Dayanim saw the Maisa, we lack in this Mishpat the Koyach Eidus for Ne'amonis. And the Dayanim themselves don't have Ne'amonis. Achi Eidu be'beis din achir kachol ha'adam. They have to testify like every person would. And therefore the din of Lotei Shmiya Gedola Meiriya is only according to some Rishonim Gabi Kiddush HaChodesh. Because you have Xeris HaKosev of Kazer Eve Kadesh. But otherwise it's not enough for Beis Din to just know about the Sisiyat themselves. There's a legal process that has to go on here. What's that process? That there has to be some sort of gilui to the world, a revelation to the world of what happened. That's either going to be through Edim, through Migu, through, there has to be something else, not just the Dayanim knowing about it independently. So that's super gavaldic. So how are we going to explain those Rishonim who hold that we say Lotei Shmiya Gedola Meiriya even by other cases? And that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins in two places. And that is, and this is the, and this is a yisod agave yisod. Sheyesh b'ze gam din nosaf u'mechuda shel ne'amanut dayanim. U'kshem sh'ne'amar din ne'amonos al ha'edim. V'u'a ha'idei she'ya'idu be'beis din kochol hulchas eidus. Kach ne'amar gam din mesuyam shel ne'amonos dayanim. Al kol ma'ashem donem v'chol ma'is ha'din shelahem. So we have a nemonis of Edim, and that's by them testifying in front of the Beis Din, Kochol Hilchas Edus. There's also a specific din of nemonis Dayanim, on whatever they're judging, and their whole Maisa Din. And you don't need all the Dine Edus and Haggadah Be'Beis Din. They're nemonim on their Maisa Din. So there's also nemonis for them. It's not just nemonis, you have nemonis of Edim, and then you have nemonis of Dayanim. So you have the Etzem Din, but in addition to the Din that they're making, there's nemonis on that Din. Because you have to have that element also. So according to those Rishonim who hold that the Yesholot HaShemei Gedol Meir was said by not only by Kiddush HaChodesh, it's because there's a din of Ne'amonis of the Dayanim, just like there's Ne'amonis of Eidim. Just like there'd be a Migu or a Tainus Bali din. The Dayanim have that in themselves. For Yesod HaDvar Mefurish B'divrei HaNasivis B'Simen Zayin Sif Katan Gimel, who asks Eich Mahani Kishen Estalik Echad Min HaDayanim. How is it possible that one of the Dayanim leaves after Kabbalah Sa'idus, and they bring a third guy in and they're Gomer the Din? The third guy doesn't know the Maisa that happened. He wasn't there B'Shas Kabbalah Sa'idus. And if the other two Dayanim tell him, then they become Edim, and Ein Ed Nasa Dayan, and they can't turn into Dayanim. And not only that, they have to testify Kedin, B'fnei Bezin Shel Shlosha, in order to be Naaman. And here they're not. They're just testifying in front of this one guy. So therefore, it's clear from this that the Dayan himself is believed. I'll call Maisa Vedino B'Torah's Dayan. He's believed on everything he does and his din as a Dayan. And not B'Torah's Edus. And you don't need Haggadah B'Beis Din. He says, Ne'amonis B'Torah's Dayan. V'zeh Be'emes Kol Yisod Maisa B'Beis Din V'hen Be'k B'Kiyum Shtaris Shekos V'Miskmar Dina B'Chol Inyonei Adin. And that's the whole inyan of them validating shtaris and writing their Gemara Din and all the Inyanei Adin. Normally we say Mipiyam Belo Mipik Savam. This is essentially the Beis Din testifying. So how could it be that we allow it to be written? Testimony has to be verbal. So it must be that their Ne'amonos is a new Din Ne'amonos of Dayanim. And it's Kashi Mipiyak Sav. So in other words, you have Ne'amonos of Edim, you have Ne'amonos of Edim. They're two different Gedarim, but they're both Dine Ne'amonos. And you also have to have Ne'amonos of Dayanim. It's not just enough that the Dayanim judge the case. You know, there also has to be Ne'amonos of Dayanim if we say Loti Yishima Shimia Gedola Mary, if they're the seers of the case, they also need Ne'amonos. And also when they write it afterwards, when they write the henpek, when they're validating the shtar, they also have Ne'amonos al Dayanim. So there's Ne'amonos of Edim, and then there's also Ne'amonos of Dayanim. There's Ne'amonos of Dayanim on their din. And therefore they're believed when they say in front of the third guy, because they don't have to testify in front of a proper Beis Din. They have Ne'amonos as Dayanim. You don't need Haggadah of the entire Beis Din. And even if when two of them testify, when two of them judge, they're also Ne'aman. Chomaisa Beis Din B'Ksav Mahani Gam K'Shekasuv B'Mosav Tzlasa Avinu V'Chad Leisoi. And Maisa Beis Din B'Ksav is even good when they write, we were three, and then one is no longer. Because they're believed even as two. You don't need the whole Beis Din to write the Maisa Beis Din. The Maisa Beis Din can even be, they had three, and then one of them left. So now their Ne'aman is two. As we said before, even if there are only two left. And therefore they could be Mitzarif, the third guy, they can tell him the whole Maisa Mishpat. And this is part of their Maisa Beis Din. They don't need more Eidus. Remember, Maisa Beis Din can be even two of them. And they have Ne'amanus and their Maisa Beis Din. So you have Ne'amanus of Eidim, and there's also, but Ne'amanus of Eidim is in front of the whole Beis Din. But when you have a Maisa Beis Din, there you don't need the whole Beis Din. There are even two. Two of them can tell the one guy, and they have Ne'amanus. So it's also a gather of Ne'amanus, but it's not the same as Eidim. And there's no problem of Ein Eid Nasa Dayan, because they remain Dayanim. Their Ne'amanus is coming as Dayanim, not as Eidim. And therefore, when they tell the third guy who they bring in, their Mitzayah for the third guy for the Gemara Din, they can... It's not that they're Eidim turning into Dayanim. When they told him what happened, when they told him the Maisa, they had Ne'amanus as Dayanim. And it would appear that the Yisel Din Ne'amanus of Beis Din is Mukhruch from the Ikar Din HaMishpat that's given over to the Beis Din. Because even though he has Koach Midivrei Torah, the Beis Din has Koach Midivrei Torah to Paskin it to be Machriya Lacha, we still need his Ne'amanus, because maybe it's not true. And maybe it's the Beis Din saw that the guy's Pater and the Beis Din Paskin's the Chiyuv. So it must be that Me'ikr Yisod Nin Beis Din was said, Adin of Ne'amanus Dayanim al Maisa Dina. Dayanim have Ne'amanus on their Din. So there are two aspects to the Din. There's the Etzem Din that they're judging, but they also need Ne'amanus on the Din. So you can have that when the Eidim come and testify, so you need the Ne'amanus of the Eidim. And then when the Beis Din goes and judges, so you have the Etzem Mishpat, and then you also have the fact that they have Ne'amanus. Or Shlot HaShmir Gedol HaMe'iriyah, they saw it. And now they're paskining, but when they're paskining, that includes their Ne'amanus on the Maisa that they saw. But when Beis Din paskins, there's Ne'am, whether they saw it or not, whether Eidim coming or not, there's Ne'amanus on their Psak Din. Otherwise, it can't just be a Psak Din. Maybe it's not Emes. The answer is, we also have, they have Ne'amanus on their Maisa Din. So you might think all they have is Ne'amanus on the Etzem Psak Din, but more than that, no. They don't have Ne'amanus on the Sipur HaMaisa. For that, you need Eidim. So the chiddush is no, lo teishmiya gedola meiriyah. That there's ne'amanus for the Beis Din and the Etzem Maisa as well. Not only do they have ne'amanus on paskening the din, and not only do they have ne'amanus when they believe the Eidim, that they really believe the Eidim, but they even have ne'amanus on the Etzem Maisa. We say lo teishmiya gedola meiriyah not only in Kiddush HaChodesh, according to that group of Rishon. So according to this, we can also explain the union of Lote, that Lote Shmir Gedola Meri'iya is only effective when they saw it by day. But when they saw it at night, they can't testify by day, like the Gemara says. Where it says, Vamai, why do you need two of the Dayanim to be made in front of the others? Lo teishmiya gedola meiriyah, if they all saw it. They saw it, isn't that better? I'm Reb Zera, and they saw it at night. When they saw it at night, then they need to testify. Only when they saw it during the day, lo teishmiya gedola meiriyah. So what's the pshat? When they saw it at night, lo teishmiya gedola meiriyah. So why can't they just paskin the next day? They know it's emes. Ayin b'nesivis b'simen tesvav, sif katan beis. So says Ribero, Lefimash Kasafti Adavra Mavur Hatev, Shere Be'emes Bainan, Chevtzeshel Mishpat, Shebo Koch Nemanis Lechol Olam, Vayroi Sheedim Dafka. Really, we need Koch Nemanis for everybody. And it should be Eidim. Virakshin Amar Gamdin Noisiv Shinan Manis Dayanim Gambalo I got to be Bezim Vataras Dayanim. But there's another din of Nemanis Dayanim even if nobody tells them. Lachain Mahani Din Adalateshmeir Gadol Meiriyah, and therefore we have Adalateshmeir Gadol Meiriyah. That they're seeing it also upstate of Nemanis and what they saw in the Etzim HaMaisa. But now it's Pashut that they only have Nemanis on what they judged and what they did B'Toras Beis Din. Otherwise, they're like everybody else. They're like regular witnesses. So when they saw it by day, when it's a time that's Roy Ladun, there's a din of Re'ias Dayanim and Maisa Beis Din. And therefore, they could be Naaman and their Rias, but Torah's Naaman is Beis Din. We say they're giving a din of Naaman is Beis Din. When do they have that din of Naaman is Beis Din? When they're a Beis Din. When are they a Beis Din? By day. Their Rias is also a Maisa Din. And that's their din of Shalot HaShemir Gadol HaMei Rias. So their din of Rias, that's their Maisa Beis Din. And Memela, then Naaman during the day, be Torah's Beis Din. But when they saw it at night, this doesn't have a Torah's Maisa Beis Din. They didn't see it as judges. They saw it as regular citizens. So if they're only coming as regular citizens, the next day they have to testify as Eidim. They can't just... They need Eidus now. They need to come in front of the other judges and testify. But they can't just sit as judges because they didn't see it as judges. If they didn't see it as judges, they only saw it as Eidim. The next day they have to testify as Eidim. It's only when they saw it as judges during the day, then they can sanctify the month as judges. Because when does it have a shame ma'isa Beis Din? Only by day. Yeah, Rashba above a kama daf tzadi yomid beis writes that even a yachid mumche l'rabim don dinei mominus b'yichidi. A yachid is a mumche, is an expert judge, can judge dinei mominus alone. However, there's no din of lotei shmir gedola meri'iya, because it's not mistaber that he could be motzi momin al pi riyas or bilvan, because it says al pi shnai meidim yakum dover. So the judge, yes, but if he's the guy who saw it, then no. What's the problem? What's the problem? He saw the Maisa. So why can't he judge? Just like he's judging Al Pi Eidim. Lo Tei Shmir Gedola Meiriya. The Ktzos and Simon Zayin, Siv Kotten Hey, explains the Rashba. Because afterwards, the Baal Din maybe can be Makrishim. Maybe he'll contradict what the judge said. So that's if he's a singular judge. But if there's someone with him, then he can judge Al Pi Riyasa. But we have to understand. Ma'alan Rishevshah Lakhisha Livsol Adin. So you're right, the guy might pass him afterwards. But why does that make it not kosher ladin? He saw it, and now he wants to paskin based on what he saw. So based on what we explain, that's be'emes the yisod dvarav. The din lo shemit heishmir gedola meir is not a svara, not just such a pasha to svara. People think Lo Teishmir Gedola Meiriya, that seeing, that hearing about it shouldn't be greater than seeing. So when I saw, everything is beseder. They saw it. Machaser. No, it's more than that. We require Eidus. Mishpat requires Eidus. The Chiddush is that even the Nemanus of the Dayan on the Etzem HaMaisa, besides the Nemanus on the Achras HaMishpat, there's also Nemanus of the Dayan on the mice itself that he witnessed. So he can witness this mice as a Dayan, and he could be Naaman Midin Ne'aman is dying Aldina. And on that, the Rashba writes, we can say that even though it's a chiddush, that a yachid mumche is kasher ladin dine mamnes, nevertheless, all he has is koach hamishpat. But to be neman be yichidi on the meiser, we're not going to believe him, even when he's a dayan, because the Torah says, "Al pishnayim edim yakum davar." And the meiser that happened there, you need two edim. There, one is not enough. Ne'amanus on the meiser is when there's two. So yes, to judge, we're going to let him judge as a yachid. But ne'amanus on the but remember, a case where he saw it himself. Shelo teishmi gadol meiriyah also has to have ne'amanus on the meiser. And he doesn't have ne'amanus on the meiser because al pishnayim edim yakum davar. That he can't do. So that's why he's done dinei mamonos biyichidi, but if he sees it, then he can't judge. He has to have two edim come before him to tell him the etzah maisa. Because on the etzah, because we know again, the dayan has to have, there has to be edus, there has to be mishpat, there has to be edus in the mishpat. So the edus has to come from good edim, or from the dayanim who also have ne'amanus on the maisa. But that's only when there are at least two. But if he's just one guy, one lone ranger, so then he might be a mumcha as a judge. But as far as having ne'amanus on the ma'isa, there the Torah says al pishnayim edim yakum davar, like the Rashba says. So based on this, we understand very well what the Rashba says. The Rashba we started with. What did the Rashba we started with say? That when there's chakira se'edim, the chakira se'edim is tchilas din. But when the Beis Din sees the moon by day, and they didn't say makudish till night, the seeing is not tchilas din. And we asked, why is that not tchilas din? That's like their Kabbalah se'edus, seeing the moon. So the answer is that when the guy's made in front of the Beis Din, so you have two stages. Nechkor Edim. So you have Edus. Nechkor Edusam. You're Mevar the Maisa. And the Cheftz of the Mishpat Alidei Ne'amanus Edim. So that's done. You're Mevar the Edim or good Edim. And now you can be Gomer the Din Balayla. You're Mevar the Maisa Becheftz of the Mishpat. Ze Alidei Ne'amanus Edim. You have to mevar the Edim, see that they're telling the truth, and you do that. So that's part one of the judicial process. So you started the din by day, and then you could be gomer at night. That's the havamina. But when Beis Din saw by day, where is the ne'amanus here? Because the dayanim themselves only have ri'iyah, and in mishpat we need koach ne'amanus. Remember, we said that's part of the din. Part of the din is koach ne'amanus b'cheftza. B'cheftza shel adin, you need a koach of ne'amanus. Either with Eidim, Nemigu, Tainus, Baal Eidin, or even the Dayanim seeing it themselves. But you need ne'amanus of the Dayanim. When they saw it by day, where do you have their ne'amanus? I'll tell you when you have it. At the Gemara Din. When they're made on the Maisa. Then you're going to have both at the same time. You're going to have their Eidus on the Etzem HaMaisa. They're going to have ne'amanus on the Etzem HaMaisa. And you're also going to have their din, their koach ha-din, their gemar din. When is that going to come? That's all going to come at night. Because when they saw it, nothing happened yet. There was no ne'amanus yet. The ne'amanus is when they say, makudish, makudish. But then it's already too late. Then it's night. Behenein divrei ha-rashba. That's exactly what the Rashba is saying. The Rashba is saying that the tchilas din and the gemar din are going to be ke'echad. Havei hascho. Again, dimei reisha avamina dekevin shal pi riyasin hemakachin. If you just would have learned from the reisha, the case where the by Beis Din saw it, you would have said that since they're makadish shal pi riya, b'shal shomer makudish. It's only at the time that they say makudish have a haschalos over gomra b'osheshal. That's when it starts and that's when it ends. Because they're seeing it is not enough. You need a koach of ne'amana. So when there's edim, you're revire the ne'amanus of the Edim, you're a choker of the Edim, beautiful. But when they see it, there's no ne'amanus that kicked in yet. When does the Nemanah start? Only when they say Makudish. That's going to be the Nemanah, that's going to be the Gemara Din. So you're going to have Tchilas Din and Gemara Din Ke'echot. And ain't done in Balayla. It's too late. So that's awesome. And the Rebbe goes on here, and he explains a Rashba and the Bava Basra, but I think this was enough for us for now, and we should be Zoche. Mamish, always to bask in the light and sweetness of the Torah Kedoshah. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.